carry much force. Only, of course, the reality is that conflict continues to be all too common. Central America, Africa, the Falklands, Bosnia, Northern Ireland, the Middle East, the list could go on and on. They've all given stark reminders of the tensions which continue to scar our world. There are no easy answers to such divisions, and history has taught us that peace, if secured at all, is a fragile thing, hard won and easily broken. Yet the cost of war reminds us of the need to establish global justice and to break down the barriers that continue to exact such a heavy toll. We owe it not just to the countless human victims of war, but above all to God, the greatest victim of all.
I was there in the trenches among the rats and lice, struggling in the mud as the machine guns spewed out their hail of bullets, lying in agony beside the rows of corpses. All around me, the bodies of my friends, torn limb from limb, wounds gaping, bodies shattered beyond recognition, and my heart bled with them.
I was there in the city as the bombs cascaded down from the sky, there among the screams and sobs, beating back the flames, pulling away the rubble, searching frantically with the mother for the little one she would never see again. And, like her, my heart went cold with horror.
I was there in the prison camp, beaten, starved, tortured, watching helplessly as one by one my loved ones were led away, as the smoke rose above the ovens, as the carts trundled from the gas chamber, laden with death, and my heart groaned in despair.
I was there as the missile struck and the world disintegrated, as the deadly cloud rose high above the devastation, as we retched in agony, as we coughed up blood, as we sat hopelessly in the cancer ward, knowing the end was near, and my heart cried in anger.
Yes, I was there, the one who died on a cross to put an end to death and misery, dying again and again. And if you think it broke your heart, remember this: it broke mine too. You can't change what's been, but you can what's yet to be. And believe me, you would, if you'd seen what I've seen. I was there, and I'm begging you, please, don't let it happen again.
O loving God, once more we are reminded of the terrible cost of war, the suffering and sacrifice of so many, the depths of inhumanity that we can sink to, and the heights of nobility that others achieve in the service of justice and their fellow men and women. We forget how fortunate we are to live in freedom, how lucky to enjoy peace. We pray for all those soldiers and civilians caught up in the violence of war. We pray for their loved ones, We pray for innocent children and for those who are in fear and anguish. Father, Lord, comfort them, protect them, and give us a lasting peace based upon justice. Help us to find a way to become involved in creating a society where there is no need for war or violence or the abuse of the dignity of our fellow men and women. We pray for ourselves that we may become peacemakers and signs of hope for those among whom we live and work. Amen.
So we're now going to look at some passages from the Bible and see what they have to say to us. And we're going to look at some verses from Revelation, and the way it's going to work is this. I'm going to read a couple of verses, and then somebody will come up and do a meditation, read a meditation on it. Once that's done, up on the screen there will be a bidding, and I will say the bidding. May the darkness and evil of this world be transformed into goodness and light. And you will all respond by the power of the crucified and risen Christ. So to start with, we're reading from Revelation chapter 6 and then from chapter 19. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest.
Lord, we have seen the white horse rider in our world, going out to conquer and subdue. We have seen conquering and subduing done in the name of freedom and democracy, and in the name of the fight against terrorism, and we are ashamed. We seem only to be able to solve our differences in history and our varying perspectives on life by means of violence and bloodshed. Help us to change and to find new ways to live together.
May the darkness and evil of this world be transformed into goodness and light.
By the power of the crucified and risen.
When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword.
Lord, we have seen the red horse rider in our world carrying a sword in his hand with which to kill. We have seen horrible examples of slaughter and killing with sword, machetes, handguns, automatic weapons, and suicide bombs. It seems as if no one is safe on the streets, in churches or mosques, in restaurants nor hotels. Countless other acts of savagery, not so well publicised, fill our world. Help us to change this and support those who fall victims of such senseless rage.
May the darkness and evil of this world be transformed into goodness and light.
By the power of the crucified and risen Christ.
When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a day's wages, and 3 quarts of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine."
Lord, we have seen the black horse rider in our world, weighing out credits and debits, surplus and lack, in such a way that the hungry are forgotten and the satiated left with more than enough. We are aware of countless millions in our world whose condition is made worse by our positions of privilege. Help us to have the courage to change this and reflect in our living the scales of justice and truth.
May the darkness and evil of this world be transformed into goodness and light.
By the power of the
When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth.
Lord, we have seen the pale-horsed rider named Death in our world, followed by his companion Hades. We know of the cunning ways in which they operate, bringing misery throughout the world through plague and sickness, famine and disease. We are all too aware of the spectre that is AIDS and the devastation being wrought above all in Africa, where whole villages are wiped out and hope dwindles away. Help us to fight this and to stand up to Death and his minions, declaring them to be powerless in the fact of divine truth.
May the darkness and evil of this world be transformed into goodness and light
by the power of the crucified and risen Christ.
I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head and many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God.
Lord, we have seen also another white horse rider in our world, whose name is Faithful and True. He bears a robe dipped in blood and answers to the Word of God. Help us to follow him bravely and courageously. You have come to us in the person of your Son, Jesus Christ, the sacrificed Lamb who is worthy. In his name we dare to pray these things. Amen.
Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake in their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, and she will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fail. He lifts his voice, and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Lord of all, hear us now as we pray for the victims of war and for peace in our world.
We pray for those across the world who bear the scars of conflict, the injured, maimed, and mentally distressed, those who have lost their limbs, their reason, or their loved ones through the horrors of war. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for those left homeless or as refugees, those who have lost their livelihoods and security, and those who still live in daily fear for their lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for children who have been orphaned, parents who mourn their children, husbands and wives who have lost their partners, countless families whose lives will never be the same again. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for those in the armed forces charged with keeping the peace in countries across the world. Their work involving months away from family and friends, and often danger to themselves. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for world leaders and rulers, politicians and diplomats, those whose decisions and negotiations affect the lives of so many, and in whose hands peace lies. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all, give wisdom to all who work for peace, so that a more secure future may be ensured for all. Give courage to those who strive for justice, so that the causes of conflict may be overcome. Give strength to those who seek to break down barriers, that divisions over race, colour, creed, and culture may be ended. Grant that wherever war or the threat of war continues to haunt lives, a way of reconciliation may be found, and harmony established between people and nations. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In the name of Christ, Amen.